Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So the first covenant, the foundation of God's government, we read this often in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. And let's just get up on the board so that those that are taking those, write these notes down again. Get that verse memorized. Get it in your spirit. Genesis 1, 26 through 28. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." The foundation of God's government is covenant. That's the key. Let them, say it with me, let them have dominion. God didn't create mankind just to exist. Amen. Just because he didn't create us just for worship. Right. Amen. He didn't create us just to exist. Just because he wanted something to do. No, he created us to govern. Listen, to govern the earth. Now listen closely. Under his authority. Yes. That has to do with covenant. Amen. The stuff outside of his authority, that illegal stuff, even though it may be in positions of power or influence, of not God's authority. Amen. Are you understanding? Yes. Now, because we are in this world, there's certain laws you got to obey, right, or you'll go to jail. Amen. What jail ministry, right? You understand that there's certain, why we're in the world, but we're not of the world. What is that? See, that's the caveat. We're in it, but we're not of it. When we come up against stuff that's not of God, that is not God's will in the earth, that means that's where it says you're in it, but you're not of it. Okay, if you're not of it, then you got something to say about it. Then you got something to pray about it. Then you got something to do about it. And you can change it. See, we're not just Christians here waiting on a rapture bus. We're here to change some stuff. We're here to bring heaven into the earth realm. Thy kingdom come. Your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. This is why God established the first covenant with mankind. I've discovered something. Eve, if Pastor lets me preach at the women's conference, I'll preach this. Eve was not a rib out of Adam's side. Amen. Amen. Bless the women now. The word rib there is not the word. That's not the Hebrew word. Amen. It's something totally different. I'm going to leave it at that. Ladies, talk to Pastor. No, not just the rib. See, when God created man, he said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, male and female." Amen. So where did you get the female coming off of a rib? I need to gatekeep this knowledge, y'all, because I don't know if people are ready to handle this. Apostle, I need to talk to you about that message. You spoke. My wife, since you said that. No, I'm gonna leave it at that. So we see here, dominion operates through covenant relationship. You have it, child of God, you have it. Stop looking for it elsewhere. You carry it. You are covenant. Authority begins, again, I'm going to pound this into you. It begins with relationship with God. Amen. What covenant does, it establishes legal. Remember, God's throne is founded upon righteousness and judgment. Covenant establishes legal partnership. Yes. Tell somebody, I'm legal. I'm legal in the kingdom. Being legal means you have certain rights. Yes, yes. And as a child of the king, there are times you are called to invoke those rights. Not beg for them. Not plead. Not ask God over and over and over and over. No, that's your covenant right. Invoke that right. Why did God hear Bartimaeus in that crowd of so many people? I always thought it was because of how loud he got, but it wasn't. It was because he was invoking a covenant right. He called Jesus, "Thou Son of David." That got his attention. How about the woman that brought her daughter that was grievously vexed, and she said, "Thou Son of David." She eventually got her prayer request answered. Why? Invoking covenant. Again, it's not how passionate you are. Be passionate. It's not how loud you get. Be loud. All of that's good. But that doesn't cut it at the end of the day. Amen. If you're not invoking covenant right. Amen. And look at someone telling me, you have it. Amen. You have the keys. All right? So covenant establishes legal partnership and dominion. To enter into the domain or the dimension of dominion is legal, or let me say it this way, is delegated authority. It's not something we have given. God has delegated it to us. In other words, you can't do it without God. Amen. That's why I said there's no other real authority. Because it's all so-called authority or illegal authority outside of God. Is power because there's collective agreement, cultures, governments, politics. That's how the world is built. But the Lord said, you're not of the world. You're in it, but not of it. Amen. So there's something you and I are here to do, and that's to change some things. How? Bring the kingdom of God in. All right? Covenant is the legal structure. Through which God governs the earth through humanity. The legal structure. There's a legal structure. That's why we talk so much about alignment. Aligning yourself. We're not talking religious stuff. We're talking alignment. Aligning yourself. Covenant is the legal structure. That's God's way. God did that. This is the way God governs the earth through humans. Now, how many of God has made a legal agreement with us? Amen. Come on, it's legal. Amen. Stop seeing just, you know, Shekinah. you know, just ghosts, Holy Ghosts. No, God is legal. God is governed by law. Matter of fact, he set in the earth laws. Natural physical laws as well as spiritual laws. Oftentimes prayer is not answered because you've broken laws. Whenever you enact or invoke spirit law, things have to happen. They have to happen. Otherwise, God would be a liar. And he's not a man that he can lie. Nor the son of man that he can repent. Hath not God said, and shall he not make it good? So it's not on God's part or in prayer. It's not that prayer doesn't work. It does work. But are you working it right? This is working the enemy and these false authorities to get you to waver. You know, he'll hit your body. He'll hit your mind. He'll get into your circumstance. He'll bring toxic people, all kind of stuff to confuse you, to get you off, to try to get you off course. That's why you got to have a life with God. To when you go out into that world, you got your armor on. Yeah, the darts come. Words come. People act up. Stuff goes wrong sometimes. But you got your armor on. Take the shield of faith. Wherewith you may quench all the fiery darts. Helmet of salvation so your mind don't get all confused. Breastplate of righteousness covering your heart. Feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Loins girt about with truth. Then that sword of the Spirit. Okay, I need to get my sword out. Covenant, God's legal agreement with you. The Hebrew word for covenant is the word berith, B-E-R-I-T-H, berith. Berith. It means a binding agreement. Binding agreement. It means a sacred alliance.
It's back.
My cup then already began to run over. Now it's in my saucer. And now it's splashing all over the place. Because God is doing a work.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. Put it on your calendar.
It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and it is on the inside of me.
If you were blessed at last year's conference, you know the move of God we experienced. And if you missed last year's women's conference, you can't afford to miss it this time.
I'm talking about glory, y'all. Glory.
Come see what God has in store for you this year. Save the date. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. This is sure to be a move of God you don't want to miss.
I need somebody that will believe that.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.